Okay, today's daf is Tamura daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amabez. We'll start three lines from the bottom on Yud Amabez. So we are in the sugya of the machlokas between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan, who held on the bottom of Yud Amad Aleph, Bar Pada held Ein Kedusha Chala al Ubarin. Kedusha cannot be chal on an Ubar. And Rabbi Yochanan said that Kedusha can be chal on an Ubar. Rashi says at least two nafkaminas. Number one, Rashi said there, Im makriv le kisha nolad, velo akdashe misha nolad, maisi chulin bazara. If I am makriv it after it was born, now being makdish it separately, that could be a nafkamina. Or, if amafresh chatas mu'uberes, how many karbonos is that considered? Amafresh a female animal to be my carbon chatas, and then the animal gives birth, so now there are two. Can I bring either one? Or not, I have to bring the mother one. So that is two nafkaminas, whether Kedusha is chal on Ubarin or not. Again, Rabbi Pada says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. So we're relating to that machlokas right here on the bottom of Yud Amabeis. Says the Gemara, Esavei Makdishin, Evarin v'Ubarin, Avalomamirin. Right, we bring the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says that somebody can be Makdish. The Mishnah there describes the relationship between Hakdasha and Tamura. What is Hakdasha more inclusive of, and what is Tamura more inclusive of? So the Mishnah there says, Makdishin, Evarin v'Ubarin. One could sanctify limbs and fetuses. Avalomamirin. But one cannot be Mamir, limbs and fetus. If you try to, you have a carbon and you say you want the Kedusha to be Chal on this Eber or Uber, it doesn't work. But what do you see from there? That you can be Makdish and Uber. Sounds befairish like Rabbi Yochanan, right? That you can be Makdish and Uber. Says the Gemara, no. Hachanami bevlade kachim. Like we said earlier, maybe that Mishnah, according to Bar Pada, would be talking about vlade kachim. Meaning you have a carbon which had a baby. So that's a vlad carbon according to everybody. The homach locus is where it wasn't a carbon yet. You're being mocked the ship, but a vlad carbon that even Bar Pada would agree is kadosh. So e bevlade kachim my makdishin hakdishi v'kaimi. So what's the language of the Mishnah that you can be makdishin ubar? That's not talking about being makdishin ubar. It's automatic. The ubar is kadosh. So why the lashon of makdishin ubar? So the Gemara says really there are a couple of halachas being told to us here, and we're missing, as in chisurim echsra. Says the Gemara hachi ka'amar. This is what that Mishnah means. Makdishin, first we speak about evarim. Makdishin, evarin, umeimirin bahem. One is glad to be makdishin, aver, a limb, and be meimir in that. What does that mean? We had this earlier. If somebody tries to be makdishin, aver, that's called pashta kedusha bekula. A makdish, a leg of an animal. So because kedusha cannot be held and limited, so the whole animal becomes kadosh. And once that occurs, I can be maimer in that animal. Because that could be the animal that I'm matfis with, because that animal has full kedusha now. I tried to be makdish as an aver, but that didn't work because automatically it goes to the whole animal. But avalo mimirin avarim bahen. But if I try to be maimer in aver, let's say I have a full animal, and then I just want to transfer the Kedusha onto one limb of an animal, that does not work. The concept of Pashta Kedusha Bakula, the Mishnah is telling me, applies to an original Hakdasha, and then that could spread, and then Mimele, you can be Mamir from that animal. But if I try to just to be Mamir, a limb, that does not work. We'll talk about the Svara soon. The Ubarim Shekidshu B'mei Iman Ein Mamirin Bahem. And Ubarim that were sanctified B'mei Iman Ein Mamirin, that's a special din that you're not Mamir in a Vlad. As long as they are, Rashi adds, in the Mea Iman. While they're in the Mea Iman, I can't be Mamir using the Ubar as a matfis. Let's just continue a little bit and then we'll talk about it. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is Medayek bivlade kacha bimea iman, hu dolo avidan tamura. So we're Medayek now from this last line that only while it's inside does it not create tamura. Ha avroy avdi. Well, but once it comes out, then it can create tamura? These ubars, vahatanan ena vlados osa tamura. What do you mean? The vlados can never create a tamura, be used as the hatfasa. So why does the, according to our interpretation now, it's only b'mei iman. It's like Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda who argues and might be able to hold that you can, the vlados can create a tamura. Okay, so that is what we are up to now. Stop there for, two more lines. E Rabbi Yehuda, one second. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, so go back to the first line. Evarin mikachi. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he fit into that line? We just interpreted the first line that an Aver, if somebody's Makdash an Aver, that it spreads Pashta Kedusha Bekula. But Rabbi Yehuda rejects that concept. Mika, Shiel, Rabbi Yehuda, Lesley, Homer, Raglash, Azu, Ola, Kula, Ola. Does Rabbi Yehuda reject that? And if you're Makdash an Ola, it does not, a leg of an Ola does not spread? So Amalei, no, Amayaskina, Badavar, Ha'usa, Usa, Trefa. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you're Makdash an Aver, that what we would call Neshama Tluyaba, in various ways of formulating that, as we'll see. Here we formulate it as ha'osa osa trefa. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that, that pasha kedusha bekula. He only argues with the other halachas, and that's what we can suggest we are talking about here. Period. Stop there for a minute. Rabbi Chanan has an important ha'ara in terms of what the svara for this is. Why is it that if a makdish, the concept of a pashta kedusha bakula, of spreading throughout the animal, if I just focus on one limb, that applies by hakdasha and not by tzmura. If I'm makdish a limb, so that it could spread to the entire animal. According to non-Rebbe Yehuda, even if it's a limb that the neshama is not tali in, at least according to Rebbe Yehuda, by neshama hatluyaba. But by tzmura, it does not spread. There is a machlokas achronim, does it spread by tzmura by neshama shatluyaba? That's a machlokas. But for sure, by a neshama she'ena tluyaba, it does not spread, even according to the opinions de lo Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, why not? Says Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says this in the back of the second chelik of Kovetz Yerim and Kovetz Shmuos on Meseches Chulin. Oslamet. Ubetamayu derabanan yesh lomar. Delo dam ye tamura la hektish. Very important yesod. He says, don't compare tamura and hektish in this regard. Debe hektish, afilu lo ne makula ala ela haregel kadosh. By hektish, even if I just focus on the leg, mishum hachi mispashetes hakadusha me ragla lakula. The kadusha could spread from the foot, from the leg, and out to everything. Avo betamura e efsha la eva shayi tafes betamura. But by tamura, it doesn't. Why? So first I would have said, says Rabbi Chanan, not his main thing, he says, maybe because the Av, by a case of Hektish, it spreads automatically, and therefore it could cause others to become Tamura. But here it doesn't spread. So why not? Why doesn't it spread? So he says, Ha de Pashta Bekula, Eina Kavana Shemis Pasetis Mi Chetzia Lekula. Doesn't mean that it goes to the leg and then it spreads from the leg out. Ela ha hektish chal mitchila al kula. Vigzeres akasif, da filu makdish miksasa niskadish kula. Via hektish kulo chal mikawacha makdish. Says Rabbi Chanan, when it comes to my directly being makdish something, so then we could say, you're makdish half? No. You're makdish whole. We could stick that in, whether it's your kavana or whether it's like a psikresha. It's like, you did it, but we say this is what you did. Because hektish doesn't stop. Because it's you directly doing it. If I directly do it, so that it could spread. By tamura, it's not me doing it. It's the Torah doing it. It's the davar d'memela. By davar d'memela, we're not going to say pashta bekula automatically. It's a function of a hakdasha. That's what we say. Al korcha hakdusha ina ba'al yado el memela hi chala b'zeras hakasuv. Umishim hachi. And that is why he says you wouldn't say this. He gives another nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch asks, if I am I chayiv for being makdish? There's an issur d'oraisa being makdish a balmum. What if I'm meimir onto a balmum, which works? Do I also violate the issur of being makdish a balmum? So he says no. The Rabbi Chanan says because there's a difference between hakdasha, you directly doing it, where you are at fault and you're going to get the avera, and that also we can apply the principle of ispashas bekula there. But when we have the yesh lomar the sfir l'rabbana de lo shayach did pashto kedusha bekula elahechash hakdusha ba'a mikocho kagon shomer raglash azu ola avol tamura sheina kedusha mikocho elam emela yichala kisha asa ha'ada ma'isa tamura. Imkein, because Hamer Ivarim Bishlamim, Inkan Maisa Tumura, Volochaila Kadusha Klau. Ayin Shuvas or Benachem Zemba. Okay. That's what that's his Kovetz Shmuos in Oslamid on Pesachas Chulin. Again, an important yesod, a difference between Hakdasha and Tumura. Hakdasha is direct, and therefore two nafkaminas. You would say Pasha Kadusha Bakula, and you would say that you violate the Isra of Hakdasha's Balmum, Mashenkin, by Tumura. You wouldn't say either of those, because you try to do something, it's even going against what you're trying to do. Pashas of Tamura is that you're trying to change the Tamura, and automatically, against your will, it's going to be Kaddish anyway. So you're not going to say there of Pasha Kedusha, Big Kula. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this issue, really, between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada, whether one can be Makdish, a Vlad, is a machlokes tanaim. Lemeke tanai. Hashochet es achatos umatzaba ben arba. If somebody sheds a carbon chatos and finds a ben arba, a ben pakua inside. Remember those fond memories of the fourth parak in Maseches Chulin, all about ben pakua, whether the shechita of the mother works for the child. If you remember then, we had a machlokes tanaim, whether a full-term baby would have the heter of ben pakua. That's why the Gemara here, the Shita Mekubetzes explains, says a four-month, because this is no machlokas. If it was 5 months, which is considered full-term for the animal, then there's a Shita Rabbi Meir out there that would say you don't have the halakas of a ben pakua. But 4 months, where it's not full-term, it's according to everybody. It's according to everybody, the Shita of the mother works for the child. We spoke about the lundus then. Does it really mean as if you are shechting the child? Does it get the chalo Shita? Or do we say, no, it does not need the maisa Shita? Either way, that was the lundus we discussed back in that parak. So in this case, if somebody shechs a chatas and finds in it a ben arba, chai, and it is alive. So, two brises. Ketani chada, eina ne'echeles ela lezichre chahuna, ve'ina ne'echeles ela fenim ha'klaim, ve'ina ne'echeles ela liyom v'layla. The Shita adds in. First brisa says, basically, you treat it like a chatas. Treat it like a chatas. It could only be eaten to the male kohanim. And lefenim min ha'klaim, remember we mentioned back in Zvachim why it calls it Klaim, right? If that was a Mishkan type of word and not the later on type of word of the Mikdash. But and it's only in like a Chatas is, Yom Valayla. So one Brisa says that this animal that came out of the Chatas, you treat like a carbon. V'tanya idach. And the other Brisa says, Ne'echeles l'chal adam. No, it can be eaten by anybody. Even Zarim. Meaning not, but people who usually cannot eat kachin. V'ne'echol and b'chol makom, and it can be in anywhere. And what's the lashon here? So if you look on the bottom, v'ne'echol in la'olam, which is parallel to the other shitas that we had. It can be in whatever, right? There's no limit. La'olam, right? It can be eaten by anybody and anywhere. And la'olam, does la'olam mean really anywhere? It's like chulin. Right, it's not even like kachik kalam. It's like chulin, according to our girsa. Let's go with that girsa for now. Then we'll come back to what our girsa is. So my love, tanoihi. So maybe this is the machlokas tanoim. Right, whether this was a brisa. Again, if you shech l'chatos, does the animal that comes out, the ben paku inside, have the status of a karbon? And we assume in this point that you are mafrish a behema mu'ubaris. That's what we're talking about. So the question is, was the kedusha chal on this ubar when you were makdish it? So the mar savar kedusha chal al ubarin, that's the tanaka, that's the first brisa. Kedusha is chal on ubars, and therefore it already has the status of a karbon, and that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Umar savar ain't kedusha chal al ubarin. And the other person says, no, kedusha is not chal on ubar. And therefore, when you are makdish it did not achieve kedusha. Maybe it achieves kedusha b'hava yason hein nikdashin when they are born. But here it wasn't born. Since it wasn't born, so it never got its kedusha, and therefore it's chulin. Right. So that's the second opinion. So what do we say? Isn't it a machlokas tanoim? So the Gemara answers, maybe not. Lo. Hani tanai b'haka miflagi. This is what the machlokas tanaim here is about. And the Rashi and the Shita say, Rashi says, one, Rashi says maybe it could work according to one opinion. Right? Rashi says maybe it could work all according to chala, kedusha chala over it. The Shita says, kedusha lo chala over it. Either way, it's not a machlokas. So b'haka miflagi, demar savar, v'lados kachim b'hava yasanim kedushim. One opinion says, no, v'lados kachim are only kadosh when they are born. And this animal wasn't born, so it's chulin. Umar salav la dekatsha b'mei iman in kadosh. No, they could even become kadosh b'mei iman. But nothing to do with you were makdish, a pregnant animal. It got pregnant when it was kadosh. And the question is, when does it get kadosh? Meaning, not connected to our machlokas, Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan. One more try. V'ba yisema chatanahu. Or maybe it's one opinion, and it's talking about two different cases. Chada mehalin masnisa, one of these brises, b'maktish behema v'yachach nisabra. It's about a case where you amaktish the animal and then it became nisaber, which you might say, let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is kedushas chal, but here it wasn't chal because you weren't maktish it, right, as pregnant. V'chada minhon, shekdisha b'mubaris. No, and then you would, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would get the kedusha automatically. So it could be according to within one opinion or not talking about either of opinions, talking about a different case. We're not forced to say that it is a machlokas tanaim. Getting back to that girsa that we skipped, the Gemara said in the girsa of the of the second brisa that it said it could be eaten by anybody and anywhere. So it said ve'ena ne'echolin ba'azara. So we knocked out that girsa because we said it's talking about the parallel means it's talking about it could be eaten any time, to be parallel, any place, any time. But is there any way to keep this girsa ve'ena ne'echolin ba'azara? So if you look in the gra in Oz Gimel, he changes it to v'ne'echeles la'olam, right? Like we have. He changes it to l'ches la'olam like he has on later on in Daf Hey. But if you look in the girsa that we have, the Achronim say maybe it's connected to another issue. If you keep the girsa, let's say it is chulin. So maybe the Brice is telling you something else, that you can't eat chulin in the Azara. It is true. Don't be mochik the girsa. Am I allowed to eat chulin in the Azara? Am I allowed to bring chulin into the Azara? So that is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos later on in Daf Chaf Gimel. Rashi says the favors there that if one brings chulin into the Azara, it is aser just to have it there. Let's say I go have a picnic in the Azara. So that's aser, Rashi says. Tosfos there on Daf Chaf Gimel, Dein iser lahachlis chulin ba'azara el kishaosa shum avoda mehen. It's only where there's an avoda that was done. Just walking in, do you violate the Isser of Havas Chulin La'azara? So maybe that's what this Girsa is. In a Chulin La'azara, because it's Chulin. You're at a Chulin, so maybe if that's Rashi that you can't bring it into the Azara. Right, this is something that has come up a long time ago, and that is the Rambam's discussion in the second parak of Hilchas Shechita. The Rambam says there, that's the context of this Isser. The Rambam says, "B'chol makom muter lishchot chutz min azara." She'in shochten ba'azara l'kachim mizbeach bovad. He's talking about Shechitas Chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to be shochet chulin in the Azara. Aval achulin asur l'shachten bazara bein behema bein chaya bein oaf. V'cheinu omer b'psar taiva ki yichak memcha makom ashiyifkar Hashem v'zavachtem kar misoncha v'yichalta b'sharecha. She'll eat it in your gates. Halamata shein shochten basar taiva el achutz l'makom asher b'char Hashem. And he continues. And then he says, v'lo behema b'chaya bovad. And not only behemas and chayas are asur to shechten the Azara. El akol hachulin asur lahachnisan la'azara. There's the Rambam. Pashas, he seems to hold like Rashi. Right? It's asur to bring any chulin in. Afilu basar shchuta operos vapas. Even shechted meat, fruit, or bread. Those are the examples given. Im avav hechnisan, if you brought them in, mutarin ba'achila kishahayu. Chulin ba'azara does not aser. It's not like shchute chutz. Chulin ba'azara, the opposite is, it doesn't aser. It's mutar as it was. V'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. And this is a divrei kabbalah that I have. V'chein, v'kol ha'shochid chulin ba'azara. O ha'ochel kizayis mi b'sar chulin shenishkudu ba'azara. Makinoso, makas mardus. You get Makas Mardus, and this is the big question in the Kesef Mishnah here and others. Is this saying that the Rambam holds that the Isser is only Drabanan? Or do we say that it could be an Isser Daraisa with Makas Mardus? That is the Magen Mishnah here. It says, Pasuk Kerub Shimon, Darmar Chulun Shishchul Badazar Lav Daraisa, El Drabanan. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, I think it is Daraisa with Makas Mardus, because there's no Befer's Lav. Machlokas, Kesef Mishnah, Magen Mishnah right here, had on the scene of the Rambam. But earlier than that, this the four-column Magen Mishnah Lamelech here, where he discusses, isn't it interesting, that the examples given by the Rambam are animals, Chayas, he mentions Chayas, but Chayas, and fruit and bread. The Rambam doesn't say if you bring a chair into the Azara. The Rambam doesn't say if you bring a non-kosher animal maybe into the Azara. He says chayav, it could be chayav tahora. So the Mishnah Melech quotes the Rashba and others wondering, even if you want to say, like Rashi, that there's an Isser of just Knisa la'azara without doing an avoda. Just Knisa, Shechita ba'azara is beferish. But even just Knisa la'azara, maybe that only applies to items that are roy l'gabi ha'mizbeach. Because those are the examples given by the Rambam. The Rambam says fruit, meaning bikurim, or basar shchuta, or peiros, or pas, bread, which is carbon mincha. So, it could be the Rambam gives those examples, even though he just says kigon, is he saying kigon to be vadafka? Is he saying kigon to make sure that only these examples? That the Mishnah Melech here has all the different shitas, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and he goes into the Rambam here. Okay. Let us continue. Okay, but that relates to this girsa that the gra takes out, but it could relate to that machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, we continue now. We continue. Tanya, right in the middle of the Amud. Tanya says the Gemara, and right, she said Tznan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kilayim. Okay, we're still trying to work on Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan, that machlokas. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kilayim, Betrefa, Vyotze Dofen, Tumtum Vandroganis. All these cases, Kilayim, an animal is Kilayim. Trefa, it has a Trefa that is not going to live. Vyotze Dofen, Caesarian, Tumtum Vandroganis. Lo kedoshin v'lo makdishin. These animals are not kadosh. They cannot achieve kedusha v'lo makdishin, and you can't be makdish them. And they a makdishin, they can't be, no, this is the next step. You can't, you cannot use them to be makdish something else, meaning tamura. You can't use them, they can't be kadosh, and you can't create tamura with them. V'yamar Shmuel. So what does that mean? Lo kedoshin, but tamura v'lo makdishin lasas tamura. They can't be kadosh in tamura. Not only can they can't be kadosh originally, but they can't be kadosh, you can't make them into tamura. Meaning they're worse than a balmum. A balmum, one can. Tumur is chal on a balmum. But these are worse than a balmum. Falomakdish and lasa tumura. And they can't be used to create tumur. So he asked the Gemara, how would that hechi timsi ever come up? Vitanya, Amr Rabbi Meir. Mayachar she'ina kedoshin hech makdishin. If they're never going to achieve kedusha, so what's the havamina? Why do you even have to tell me that they can't be used to create tumura from them? They can't be matvis. Of course they can't be. Right, they're never going to be kadosh in the first place. So iatamotzi ella, the only hechi timsi that you could find that they could do this is ella b'makdish behema v'yachach nitrefa. At least by trefa that works. If you makdish a behema, so it has kedusha. Then it became trefa. That's the chiddush. So once it becomes trefa, cannot create tamura from that animal. Or b'makdish vlad v'yatzah derech dofen. How do you have the case of derech dofen? It must be you were makdish the vlad, and then it became yotzeh dofen, and that's the chiddush that you can't create tamura. But what do you see? That you can be makdish a vlad. Right, that's what we're suggesting is the only hechi timsi that we can think of for yotze dofen. So alma kadish vlad, another kasha on barpada, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So again, the Gemara says now a major limit on barpada. Barpada doesn't say across the board that you can't be makdish ubrin. Why? Amri bitan b'mei tamima afilu barpada nami moda de kadish. Now even barpada would agree if it's a vlad in a tam mother. There is kedusha there. What's the machlokas about? Lo nechleku ela b'tam b'mei balas mum. That's the machlokas. If the mother is a balas mum and the baby is a tam, bar pada savar kivan te'ime lo makdish and kedushas haguf hu nami lo kadosh. If the mother is a ikuv, the mother is an ikuv. Fine, the baby theoretically can get kedusha, but if the mother is a balas mum, it's an ikuv. You could say that the baby is yerachimo possibly, and therefore. If the mother's a balas mum, so too the baby's a balas mum. For Rabbi Yochanan, or not a balas mum, that the baby cannot be niskadesh. For Rabbi Yochanan savar, hani kebeis behemos ninhu. No, these are like two animals. Even if the mother's a balas mum, ime he delo make the shabu hu kadesh. Right, that's the machlokas. Everybody agrees, though, if the mother's a tam, it works. Same Gemara, just a little different. Lishna achrina. Lishna Achrina, we're going to have, actually someone showed me after the shiur, but it's a Rashi. It's a Rashi on Amud Beis, which we're going to get to. Lishna Achrina, Rashi says on Amud Beis, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Rashi has said that before in his Masechta. So is that saying that there was a Yerushalmi on Kadshim that we don't know about? Could be. Maybe it's a Yerushalmi from other Siddurim. It's a famous story that we'll mention now in the 20s, there was someone published a Yerushalmi on Kachim. So he published Yerushalmi on Kachim. And he's like, oh, went to get a skummis from all the Gdolim. He published it. Unbelievable. Wow. And Zvachim and Menachis. And the Chafetz Chaim. And there was another Gadol. Maybe it was Rav Chaim Ozer. He was a little young. But they looked at it and they read it. And they said, it can't be. This is not the language of Yerushalmi. This is not the normal Yerushalmi type of thing. They asked stiras between this Yerushalmi and other Yerushalmis. V'chulu v'chulu. And it came out that it was all a forge. And it was all a fake. And we needed people who are well versed in Yerushalmi to figure that out. But it was all a fake. It was not that he put together some Rishonim and this and that, and he put together. So it was a nice try, but did not succeed. Okay, so Lishna Achrina. So we'll see. Lishna Achrina. Aval. Again, now we're trying to talk about the other ones on the list. All of these on the list we said are not kadosh and they're not makdish. They can't create tumura. Aval kilayim v'tumtum v'androgen is iatamotzi ela b'vlad kachim. So what about all these? Maybe you can only have them by a vlad kachim. Ukreb Yehuda shaya omer havlad osa tumura. by Vlad Kashim, where a baby is born to a karban, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, usually, once the baby is born, Vlad Oset Tmura, by these they're excluded. Kilayim and Tumtum and all these, which can come from a child, a baby. So Gemara says, continuing, Halan hu dulokaji gufaya val uber nachem kadoshin, mashma, only these aren't kadosh, but other ubarim can. Again, raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abaya, no. Tabi mei itimima, tivri akol kadosh gufe. Bar Pada would agree to that. Eliki pligi b'mei balas mum. The Bar Pada saw Bar Kivin to ime nami lo kadosh gufe. Ihu nami lo kadosh elo ledmei. So to it, Rabbi Yochanan savar, ubar lavi erachimahu. Rabbi Yochanan says it's looked at separately. V'yafagab di'imi lo kitcha legufa, v'lan mi'akadosh legufa. And even if the mother doesn't have kedushas haguf, because it's a balas mum, the child can have kedushas haguf. Okay, two important ha'aris. First of all, the Rambam. Two Rambams, actually. First, the Rambam in Hilchas Tmura. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, Rambam has an interesting formulation. The Rambam says, in Aleph Yud Zayin, ha'meimir b'kilayim, o b'tshreifa v'yotzei dofen, o b'tumtum v'androgynous, ein ha'kedusha chala aleihem. Kedusha is not chal. V'hari zeh k'mi she'emir b'gamal o b'chamor, l'fi she'ein b'minon karban. As if you did tzmura with a camel or a donkey, which ain't b'minan karban, meaning what the Rambam trying to answer, that it's, these are worse than baal mum. Ulafichach ain't a loki, you're not going to get malchus for that. Ma bein elu l'baal mum, baal mum yesh b'mino karban. Elu ain't b'minan karban. That's the Rambam. That these are worse. These are more mufka from the parsha. The Lecha Mishnah there asks, V'yim Tomar, since the Rambam paskins in all those cases that if you're makdish a tumtum androgen is treif of a chulu, hariza kamakdish etzim bavanim, it's like you're makdish nothing. So lama hutzach liftov kandinos and tamura. These items aren't kadosh anyway. Of course, we only needed the line of ein makdishin according to the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But he doesn't paskin like that, Rabbi Yehuda. V'lada sonata was a tamura. So Rambam, you have to tell me this halacha of ein os and tamura. So the Chazanish says, no, he thinks the Lecha Mishnah is misunderstanding the Rambam. Which animal is Trefa Yoti Dofen Kilayim? All these. The Lecha Mishnah understands that the animal that the Rambam is talking about is the Matvis. And therefore he asks, they're never going to be kosher in the first place. If they're in the first place, they can't transfer. The Chazanish says, no. The Rambam is talking about the animal that you're trying to do Tmura onto. And that's what he's talking about. And that's what's Chalan about Mum and not Chalan these other animals. And that's not under discussion in our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about the causer and not the effect. And that's what the Chazanish writes about that Rambam. Number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up is an important other sheet in the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos. The Rambam there quotes, what is he paskin? If an animal is ubar b'meyai ba'alas mum. That's the machlokas in our Gemara. Ubar b'meyai ba'alas mum. Bar Pada says it is not kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan says it is kadosh. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi like Rabbi Yochanan. Harei ze kamakdash uba b'mei balas mum b'chayotzi ba. Harei ze kadosh. Says the Rambam at the end of Perek Tezvav. In Luchas Maisa Karbanos. And the Ketzel Bishop says, Pluktadam, Arai pasuk Rabbi Yochanan. Wonderful. Rabbi Yochanan bar Padi paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. That's not the issue. The issue is the larger issue. The Rambam elsewhere says, Ubar yerach imo. And that's a problem. Because in our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is based on, explicitly in the second version, in the Lishna Achrina, he says, Uber lav yerachimo. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan says, that the mother could have a balas mum, and the baby, the Uber, is kadosh is kadosh kushis aguf. Heck of the Rambam here say, hariza kadosh. Isn't that based on Uber lav yerachimo? Who? And the Rambam elsewhere, paskins, Uber yerachimo. So the stipler says here in Kilos Yaakov Timur, Simon Tess, here's a whole simon. Shitas HaRambam b'din Ubar Yerach Imo. Many entries in this, he has 10 entries in this one piece. In Simon Tess, he says, how do you answer this? He says, A'od kasha mashapazak HaRambam to Ubar Lav Yerach Imo. Never saw the abbreviation. Ayin Lamid Yud Aleph. Ubar Lav Yerach Imo. If it's out of context, that'll be a hard one. But says the stipler, the answer is that Uber Yerachimo and Lav Yerachimo is a halachic definition issue. But if there is a specific problem with the mother, a physical ailment with the mother that does not exist for the child, then even if you say Uber Yerachimo, you would still say the child doesn't have that problem. So here, it's not that the mother has a status. The mother has a physical blemish. So that doesn't automatically transfer to the child once that child is born. Because Uber Yerachimo means any halachic status. But this is a physical ailment. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. He says,
different types of women would have a different...
Okay, great. It depends on the type of mum. But he says here, the hacha shiny del gabi ze shapir amrinan de uber lav yerach imo hu. Then he de hu ke aver mi bal mum become akum oso aver yehe roi la krova le kishi vale. Vahavali oso aver bal mum akasher. Veroi la krova. Velachin shapir matzi klushta gufa chulalav. That's his formulation. Then he quotes the Shara Melech. I looked for the Shara Melech. I didn't find it in mine. It must be somewhere else. But he quotes the Shara Melech, who gives a different answer, a little different. He says, similar, but he says, Baal Mum isn't as disgusting a haf, or isn't as much of a hafka'a as other items that the other statuses that the mother would have. He said, the Yisobsul Baal Mum, humisham bizayon, umma'us legavoha. The ikrpsul of Baal Mum is because it's bizayon legavoha. And here, giving this limb, which happens to be a baby, ubar, that's not a bizayon. So therefore, that doesn't transfer. Similar. Right, that is not going to transfer. That's the Kilos Yaakov here in Siman Tes. He quotes his own version and the Shara Melech's version. Either way, that is important for the sugya of Uber. Yerachimo lav Yerachimo. Good. Amar Rabbi Yosef Alobo Mugdashin Omer Agla Shizu Olav Achulu. Back to the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah yesterday had said... 2 days ago, the Mishnah on Shabbos had said that Rabbi Yossi holds that Halo b'Mikdashin Omer Raglash Zu Ola Kula Olaf Kshiyam Raglash Zu Takazu Deil Kula Tmur Tachtel. Rabbi Yossi holds that the concept of Pasha Kedusha B'Kula should apply to Tmura also. What's the difference? If it applies to Akdasha, it should apply to Tmura also, right? That's why Rabbi Yossi held Me Mirin Evarin B'Shleimin. And not shleimin be'evarin. But you can maybe your evarin be'shleimin. So Rabbi Yossi says, right, so what's the difference? The Tanakhama obviously held there was a difference. Yeah, by Hakdasha, like the svar that we gave before, from Rabbi Elchanan. So Tanar Abana, let's talk about that more. Yachol ha'omer ragla shozu ola te kula ola. You might think if this by regular Hakdasha. You might think that this regal should be an ola, it should be tekula ola, tabalomar, kol asher yitain mimenu lashem, yiyeh kodesh. The Pasuk says, everything that you give from it should be kodesh. Mimenu lashem, velo kulo lashem. So this first opinion darshins that, no, from it, this opinion, what we're doing right now, is an opinion that says you reject the whole concept of pasha kedusha bekula, even by hakdasha. We'll see if there's any limit to it. Ye kulit, like we said, Rabbi Yehuda before. Ye mimekodesh mimenu Hashem, velo kulo Hashem, only the leg. Yachol teitzei la chulin. You might think that it goes out to become chulin. Tamalomar, yep. Kodesh. Haketzad, timachel etzarche olos, vidamea chulin, chutz midive ever shaba. So you might think that leg is chulin. It's not. The leg gets, becomes kadosh. But it doesn't spread. So what do? You have this animal that's mostly chulin and has a leg that's an ola. So what do? You sell it to people who need to give olas. Somebody who is no div in ola. And they pay for it. They pay for it. And the money that they give is chulin except for the value, the money that's connected to the value of the leg. And that is ola money. That's ola money. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. That's called Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Where the Brisker Rav points out that it's not when you have this machlokas, they're both going to bring psukim, which is the more obvious shita. So the Brisker Rav says, this first shita didn't really need a pasuk to teach me that it's not pasha kedusha bekula, because that itself is a chiddush. Just not saying pasha kedusha bekula, that's what's obvious. If I'm maktash a leg, I'm only maktash a leg. Their pasuk is that, the second half. And that is, it is kadosh. You might say that, okay, there's a halacha being maktash animals, or not. And you might say, and therefore this leg is nothing. So that's really what the pasuk is teaching me, that leg is kadosh. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you don't say pasha kedusha bekula. V'Reb Yosi, V'Reb Shimon Omer. No, minan lo mer agla shazu ola, shekula ola, shenemar kol asher yitein mimenu lashem. Everything that you give Hashem. Kshu omer yihyeh kodesh. L'rabo says kula. So that includes everything. L'rabo says es kula. So if you look right here, right across from where we are, three lines down in the Rashi. Lishna achrina Yerushalmi. Rashi quotes another three lines of the Gemara that we don't have in the Yerushalmi, which some say that's why I saw this suggestion that maybe there was Yerushalmi, but this Yerushalmi was so similar to the Bavli, they just put in a couple of different versions where it made a little bit of a difference. So that's where they put it in, but it wasn't its own. It wasn't worth it to have its own thing. Again, I don't know what that means. Was there a real Yerushalmi on Kachim? Who knows? Lishnachrin Yerushalmi. V'hamaisi behema demakdish gufei ki lesakulei lididei. Klomar, hailokeach hamaisi behema she'en haguf shalo. That lashon is, how could the person who we sold this ola to, how could he bring it? He didn't buy the leg. The leg was already an ola. So we're going to have that in our Gemara also in a minute. But look at the answer, because this answer is not what we have. Umishani could go into Amar, kizuza min hada behema la'ola. It's where he only made a neder. I want to bring a part of an animal for an ola. So therefore, when he gets his animal, he's bringing part of an ola for his nedava. So anyway, that's the other version that we have. Okay, let's go back to our version, our Gemara. Amar mar, timacha l'tzarchei olos. V'aka maisi behema muchusera sever. Ah, this person bought it. Who bought it? Is bringing an animal, but he owns 95% of it. He doesn't buy. He promised he's going to bring a whole ola, but part of this was an ola before he came along. So why does that count for him? So Amarava ba'omer hare alai ola b'chayeha. No, what he promised was, I am going to bring an ola b'chayeha. What does that mean? Rashi says in the fourth skinny line, hare alai lahakriv kol evarim shebebehema chaya mimena. The nether that he said was, I'm going to bring all the crucial, vital organ limbs for a carbon ola. It doesn't say a whole animal. Therefore, if this leg is unincluded, it's okay. He still was mekayim his neder. Amar of Chizda.
If he did that on a regular plain animal.
If he did that on a regular plain animal, he would be giving even more than what he said. He would buy a whole thing. He's not only giving. Problem is, here, he made that neder, but that's the only reason why this animal would work for him. Because there's a leg that's excluded.
So technically, if he did on a plain animal, he could take the legs and it would be cool.
If he made this same nether and he got a plain animal, he could cut the legs off and use it for himself and just give the rest of it. Amar of Chizda. Okay, now we have three different versions. Rabbi Yehuda, we already had this in Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda's modeh, that meaning Rabbi Yehuda, the first day of the Tanam here, Pasha Kedusha Bakula, he agrees to that by a vital organ. Three formulations. What does vital mean? Rabbi Chizda says, modeh Rabbi Yehuda b'davar she'osa treifa. By any limb, any organ that makes it into a trefa, if you wouldn't have it, that's what he agrees to. Rava Amar Bidavar Shaosa Osa Nevela. Little different. So we usually know the difference between nevelas and trefas. A nevela is an animal that died without shchita. A trefa is an animal that could have gotten shchita, but it has a separate iser. It has a separate problem. So we'll have to see what the difference is. For if Sheishas Amar, a third Bidavar Shimesa. Something that the animal dies from. So my ika bein Rav Chizda the Rava. So first let's go. What's the verse number 1 and 2? Ika bein ayo treifa chaya. Machlokes is treifa chaya. Rav Chizda sarvah lakamad damar treifa ina chaya. Everybody agrees that the animal's got to die from this. But Rav Chizda holds you can have a treifa. Rav Chizda says every treifa the animal's going to die within 12 months from, and therefore you could say osa treifa is good enough. Rava sava lakamad damar treifa chaya. And therefore I don't want to say kamad damar that osa treifa. But treifa chaya, and therefore he has to have it as nevela. Nevela is a more inclusive term in this context, which means the animal's going to die. The animal's going to die from it. It made it a nevela, and therefore shchita would not help it. It's going to die. Okay, hosa osa nevela, or at least it's considered dead. Let's say if it's nevela, shchita will not help. Omai ika bein rava l'rev sheshes. Ika bein naya, what about the second and third opinion? Ika bein naya d'Rabbi Elazar. The difference of Ezra Belazar. Dama Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says what we had in Eila Trefis. Nitzla yarech v'chol shela nikar nevela. If an animal has his thigh taken out and the space of the where it was is nikar, is recognizable, that's a nevela. So do you hold of that sheet of Rabbi Elazar? Rava savala k'Rabbi Elazar. Rava holds like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, that's why he says, it's enough, the animal, this is considered making it a nevela. And he holds of that, and that's why he says what he says. Rav Sheshes lo savala k'Rabbi Elazar. Rav Sheshes would not agree to that. That is not good enough, even though it's alive. That's not good enough. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. And that's not called a trefa, and it's alive, and therefore, you would need something more of an organ that if the animal didn't have it, would die. That's why he says the version of Mesa. There's an important Avni Miluim on here, but we'll continue a little more because he comments on the later Gemara as well. Mesvei, Amrebi, Nirindiv Rebbe Yehuda, B'davar Shein Hashem Tuluya Bo. Rebbe says, I think Rebbe Yehuda's right by a case where Ein Hashem Tzluya Bo. Meaning, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's known as the Shita that you don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So I think Rabbi Yehuda is right by a non-vital organ. V'divir Rabbi Yossi, b'davar Shein Hashem Tzluya Bo. And a divrei Rabbi Yossi says, I hold like Rabbi Yossi by something that the neshama is tali in. By a vital organ, I think you would say Pasha Kedusha Bekula. So the fact that Rebbe says that, I hold like him over here and him over there, it sounds like that the two Tanam though argue in both cases. Lav Michlal, the Palagalei Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't it sound like though that Rabbi Yehuda himself would argue then even in the case of neshama taluya bo? And we said earlier that's not true. We said he would agree by davar shel neshama taluya bo. So Gemara says, no, wait. Bishlama nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shein Hashem tuliya bo. That half of Rabbi's statement is not a problem. That I like Rabbi Yehuda by a case of davar shein Hashem tuliya bo, because there is a machlokas about ein Hashem tuliya bo. Mechal de palegad Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if ein Hashem tuliya bo, it spreads, like the leg. Elanirin divrei Rabbi Yossi b'davar shein Hashem tuliya bo, but that line gets us into trouble. I hold like Rabbi Yossi by ein Hashem tuliya bo. What, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that? Lav Michal, the Palagal Rabbi Yehuda, v'tziyofta dekolu. It's a kash on all of them. Because all Rabbi Yehuda, what, doesn't say this? So Gemara says, lo, chesir emechs Rav Achik Tani. This is what Rabbi meant to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbi Yehuda, b'davar shein Hashem tuliya bo. Not nirin to me. Rabbi Yehuda likes Rabbi Yossi's opinion by a davar shein Hashem tuliya bo. Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlak alav, el b'davar shein Hashem tuliya bo. Because the only machlokis is by a case where ain't Hashem tuliya bo. Ava b'davar shein Hashem tuliya bo, mode bay. Right, but Hashem tuliya bo, he is mode that the Kedusha spreads. Period, fine. Boy Rava. Rava asks, ba'of mahu. What about by a bird? If you're makdish, a part of a limb of a bird, does it spread? Behema amarachmana v'halav behema hi. The context of the psukim up above was about behema, and therefore there's not a behema, it should not spread. Odilma karban amarachmana v'hainami karbanu. Or this is a karban, so it should spread. Teku. Teku. Good. Says the Avnei Miluim. The Ksos. We haven't had an Avnei Miluim in a long time. The Avnei Miluim, the Ksos on Eben Ezer, says in Siman Lamed Aleph, discussing the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, which talks about if I try to marry half a woman. And the Gemara there discusses on Daf Zayin, Hispashis Kedusha Bekula. Can you marry half a woman? Or what if I say half of me is married to you? I want to spread myself around. I'll give half of me to this woman, half of me to that woman. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Amar La, Hiskachi li chetzyech. V'chatzi pruta, v'chatziyech v'chatzi pruta, o chatziyech v'pruta hayom v'chatziyech v'pruta l'machar. All these cases where it adds up at least, hareza safik mekudeshes. In all these cases. Okay, so the question is both ways. Number one, what's the hava meaning to compare? What's the hava meaning to compare these cases? Right? Why would you say it's comparable? Kiddushin. Kiddushin is comparable. Don't you say that Kiddushin is, no, it's an act and a woman has to have ratzon. And how could you compare that to a case of Akdasha? So the Avnei Miluim quotes the famous Ran. He quotes this Ran many, many times in the Avnei Miluim. It's a famous Ran in Maseches Kiddushin. It's really a Ran in Nedarim. But it's a Ran that we've quoted many, many times. Not recently, but the Ran who says in Nedarim Daf Lamed that what is the act of Kiddushin? It's that the woman is mevatel her das. And Memela, it's as if a woman opens the door and the man comes in and does everything. Halachically, the man is the total active party in Kiddushin, paralleling it to Gerushin. Gerushin, we know, Midaraisa, it's done even Valkarcha of the woman. So Kiddushin is not. Kiddushin requires Ratzon. But how is that Ratzon viewed? So you might have said she's an active player also. And that's what we hold, that she has to put out her finger and accept the ring and say yes. The Avnei Miluim says, quoting he loves this Ran. He quotes it all over the place. That the Ran says, a woman is mevatel her das, and in the, he quotes it here in the Dharm Chavtes, but it's really in the Dharm Chavlamet, it's a misprint in mine. And he says, Misada Isha Lekataris Kedushin El Ratzon Bilvad. And that's why it's comparable, because the woman's not really doing anything. Part one. But then at the end, he's bothered, because he says, Ar Gemara. In Temura, you know, do you say Oaf is included? It sounds like it's a Lashon issue. So if Oaf might not even be included, because it might not be, it's Behema, so surely Isha. So that's what he says. He says, Ein Lomar. He says, Veneer. He says, this is a problem. It's a problem, because it's Rava. Ein Lomar, the Dafka be Behema, Kimin the Rava, Gufa, Mesafka, Le Ba'Oaf, Veloma, Loshna, Imkein, Hechadamar, Hechikamar, Pshitas, Deinu Mukudashas, by the Safkale, who are the Ba'Oaf. If you have the same, he says, you have to say, this Gemara is going like the tzad of maybe it's Lav Dafka. If you say Oph is also included, because Lamaisa, it's Hetish, it's Karban, then you'll be able to extend it to Isha, which you have all the parallels in Maseches Kedushin between Hetish and Isha. But if you say it's a din of Behema, then obviously that whole Gemara doesn't get off the ground. The Avnei Miluim says, in Simen Lamed Aleph, Os Yuzayin. Os Yudches. Os Yudches. Okay, finishing up, says the Gemara, Bai Rava, Hikdish Aver Ladomov. What happens if we had before, if a Makdish, a one leg Kedushas Haguf? One leg Kedushas Haguf, does that spread? What if I do one step removed? A Makdish, one leg Kedushas Damim. We know that if a Makdish, a whole animal Tamim, so that it turns into Kedushas Haguf. What if I'm only Makdish a leg? So Hikdish Aver Ladomov Mao, the Techas Leg Kedushas Haguf to the whole animal. Ki Amak even Denachta Leg Kedushas Damim, Nami Kedushas Haguf. What? When do I say that Kedushas Damim goes into Kedushas Haguf? Omi da Akdashe Lachad Eber, Akdashe Lekule. Do I make two jumps? I could go leg to a whole animal and Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf? You're allowed to do two jumps? O Dilma Chad Migo Amar, Trey Migo Lo Amar. Or do I say no? You can only do one. You can, if you're Makdash a whole animal, Kedushas Damim, it changes to Kedushas Haguf. If you add Makdash one leg Kedushas Haguf, the whole animal called Kedushas Haguf. But you can't do both. So Tifsha, let me today. Well, let's prove it. Amar Rava, Hikdish Zachar Ladamav Kadosh Kedushas Haguf. Doesn't Rava say if you're Makdash an animal, Ladamim? So Gemara says, no, that's the point. That's only one jump. Hasam Daktasha Lakule. Hacha Daktasha Chad Ever. My Teku. So, no answer given. Boy Mine Me Rava. Next question. They ask from Rava, Hikdish Chad Ever Mahu Begiza. So we're talking about being Makdash one Ever. If a Makdash one limb, am I allowed to shear the animal? According to who? Who are we talking to? Let's say the Kedusha did not spread. That's what we're talking about. So Hikdish Chad Ever Mahu Begiza, am I allowed to shear? Rashi says, Ba'avoda is for sure Asur, because that's Machish, every limb of the animal. But can I shear? Maybe it means only shear. Not this limb, also this limb. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. But let's prove it. The Pasuk says you can shear your sheep, but you're allowed to shear as long as you have partnership with you and a guy. Right? So then you see. So to here. So Gemara says, no. Hasam lo nachta le'kedusha klal. Over there, if a guy owns part of it, then there's no kedusha at all. Hacha nachta le'kedusha. Here, there is some Kedusha. So maybe there's an Isser Giza. Or Lishnacharina, or a different version, Hasam Ein Biyadalak Disho. Over there, you couldn't have been Makdish the total thing. It's not in your power. Hacha Biyadalak Disho. Here, it was Biyado. So if it was Biyado, maybe that would be good enough for it to have some more status. That's the concept of Biyado. Okay, we'll stop here by Barmine. And Hashem, we will continue. We get into some other outside of Temura topics on tomorrow's Mishnah as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Temura. Two more blot to this first parak.